What do you feed them?
Pigs.
Where?
Where? Well, in a pig pen, I guess.
And you have a what?
Trough.
And two of them, you two.
Troughs.
What about a wild? You know any names for like what pigs that grunt, hogs that grunt wild?
Boar or javelina.
And you know, if you have a calf and it makes a noise when it's first weaned.
Bawling.
And what about cows? They make a real gentle noise at feeding time.
Lowing.
And what about a horse? You know, they begin.
Oh, I'd say. Well, we talk about horses nuzzling when they're just kind of snorting through their nostrils. But a more definite sound might be called whinnying or neighing.
Have you ever heard something else? Just that, you know, that noise they make, you know, when they're hungry. Have you ever heard it called like a nick?
No.
A knicker?
Oh, knicker, yeah, but I don't think of that being when they want to eat.
What is that?
Well, that's just kind of a little that's what I call nickering. I don't know. But that's not a word that I would use much anyway.
And well, if you have, you know, horses and mules and cows and you know, and they're getting hungry, you say you have to go out
and feed
the
cattle or feed the livestock if it were mixed.
And if you're going out and feed the hens and turkeys and geese and all those kind of things, so you go out and feed
poultry.
And if a hen is sitting on a nest of eggs, you call it a what?
Setting hen.
And where do they live?
To sit in a nest.
What about all the chickens?
Oh, a chicken yard.
Well, what you call the building that all the chickens live in? The what?
Chicken house, maybe hen house.
What about a place just like for a mother hen and the biddies or chicks, whatever you call them?
Coop.
And when you eat chicken, you know, there's a bone shaped like that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call it?
Wishbone.
What do you do with it?
Pull it and make a wish, of course, and then pull it, and then whoever gets either the shorter or the longer side, whatever has been agreed upon in advance, will have his wish come true.
Do you call the shorter and the longer side something different? Do you have a name for them?
No. I don't think so.
But you mean you...
It's got the short end, I'd say.
Oh, so you mean the two people agree on it beforehand? You know,
Well, I think it's the short one myself, but a lot of people seem to think it should be, that the longer one is the better one to get.
Well, what about the inside parts of the chicken, like the liver and the heart and the gizzard and all those things? Do you call those the chicken what?
Well, I call them the gizzard and...
You don't have a name for all of
them? Oh, probably so. Let me think.
The chicken.
Can't think.
What about with a pig or calf? Do you know a name for it? What would you eat there?
Liver. Or I don't know if you eat the heart or not of a pig. I wouldn't, but some people may.
So you don't know a name for that?
Mm-mm.
All of them. Well, you mean the part they sometimes stuff sausage in? Used to.
I don't know.
Well. The part, you know, it's the part of the pig they sometimes stuff sausage in, and sometimes they just eat it like it is.
Stuff sausage in? I'm sure I should know what you're talking
about.
Oh, chitlins. Yeah, I've heard that. I wouldn't eat that either.
You know what that is?
No, not specifically. I do not. Our maids used to always talk about chitlins and how good they were. But I don't know whether I ever even saw any or not. Maybe in a grocery store, but not up real close.